Welcome back here on Regional Radio as we continue our coverage of our Dream Team athletes from the spring sports season. And with me on the line is Megan McCorkle from the Sekman Jaguars softball team. She's just finished off what has been a terrific career at Sekman, and she'll be continuing her playing career next year at Missouri State. But Megan has been selected to her first Dream Team. And let's just start right there. Megan, to be selected to a Dream Team here on Regional Radio, that means that the area coaches have decided that you are one of the premier athletes in your sport in the area. What does that mean to you?
It really means a lot. It makes the work I put in worth it. I was really working hard these last few seasons to make a lasting impression for my high school career, especially the senior season, but I never could have really done it without my coaches and teammates there helping me out throughout the way.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you next, of course, is that obviously with how much success you guys had there and just getting to play along some really talented players as well, obviously just leaning more toward, I guess, the coaching side than any mentors, any coaches or mentors that had a big impact in your career at Sekman?
Yes, definitely. Coach Vanastia and Claxton both, they really helped me out, especially being on varsity as a freshman. They were always there to push me to do my best and teach me how to play at that next level at my first years in high school, and I definitely couldn't have done it without their help and confidence in me at the plate and in the field. It really boosted my confidence as well.
Yeah, and you guys had just a tremendous amount of success there, as I mentioned, a couple of runs to the state tournament. And so just overall, when you look back, Megan, what was the experience like playing at Sekman?
It was really unreal. It made my high school experience great. It was the part of the school year I looked forward to most. And it just was amazing. I got to meet so many great girls and friends and friendships that will last a lifetime because of softball.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the coolest parts of playing high school athletics is getting to make those friendships and just playing alongside some of your best friends for those 4 years. And those are, like you said, relationships that you'll have for your lifetime. So that's awesome. And I'm sure there's quite a few. So if there's more than one, you can talk about more than one. But do you have any favorite memory or any memories that you have as favorites from your time playing at Sekman?
Yes, my favorite memory was probably when we were playing Washington my sophomore year in the state, or going the semifinals to go to state. We were down in the bottom of the sixth, and I had hit a home run to tie it up, and that was one of the greatest memories. Also, the game before that, we were playing Koryasu, and it went to a 16-inning game at Arnold Athletics. And we ended up winning that game to move on to the semifinals. And that was just an unreal experience playing 16 innings. It was a pitcher's battle. And then we got to that 16th inning, and Haley Mathis had hit the winning run in to win that game.
Oh, my.
There was a whole bunch of emotions.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 16 innings. I mean, that's a marathon of a game. And then, yeah, to finally get, I mean, especially at that point in the season where it's win or go home.
Yes, and also we're able to have a rally bus, we called it, and our school bused over fans to come watch the game, and it was a very late night, but it was exciting.
Oh, I bet. No, that is awesome. Yeah, you love to have some memories like that, and then like you said, next game getting the home run too. Just that's awesome. And so that was actually going to be my next question for you, was going along just with the home run hitting. You hit 10 this year. And that's a pretty good number to hang your hat on there. Have you always been a big-time home run hitter, or is that something that has kind of just developed over the course of your career?
Yes, it slowly progressed. My first year as a freshman, I only had 2. And then my sophomore year, it went up to 6. And then my senior year, obviously, was one of my best with 10 home runs and being able to beat that school record, but...
Yeah, and so obviously, getting the school record in there as well. Was that something that you were kind of aiming for going into this last season?
I had it in the back of my head, but it wasn't really something I wanted to think about too much because I didn't want to put that pressure on myself. So when it happened, it was an extra reward I was able to achieve.
Oh, yeah, no, that's awesome. I mean, you always love getting the home runs, and to have the most, is it the most in a season in school history?
It was. I broke both the career home runs and single season.
Well, how about that? I mean, that is one heck of a career there at Sekman, and obviously a big-time power bat, and you're going to be taking that power bat with you to Missouri State. That's where you're going to be going to college and continuing your playing career. So you got to be really excited about that to get the chance to continue your playing career. So why Missouri State? What was it about the program that attracted you and drew you there?
Not only did I love the coaches and everything about the softball program, but it was also a school I wanted to go to for the majoring in business and all of that. It's a great school, both athletically and academically, and I'm really glad I got the opportunity to go there.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to getting the chance to follow you along in your playing career. Obviously, like I said throughout, I mean, just a fantastic 4 years for you with the Sekman Jaguars, and a fantastic career that you put together, and obviously you get to stamp your place in the record books for Sekman with the long ball, which is one of the coolest stats to maybe be in the record books for. And obviously you guys just had a lot of success there over your time, and you cap it all off, Megan, with a nod to the Dream Team for the 2019 Spring Dream Team here from Regional Radio. So we appreciate you taking some time to talk to us, and congratulations on all your successes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Megan McCorkle from the Sekman Jaguars softball team here on Regional Radio.